Scene one, at sunset, Ronaldo stands halfway submerged in the shallow water along the seashore line with a headlamp on his forehead, and he holds an aluminum caldero, or pot. Ronaldo explores the seafloor fully submerged and digs the ground up with the caldero. As he runs low on oxygen, his body shakes and struggles. He rises above the water and breathes, coughs, and breathes. Ronaldo drops the caldero into the sea. He returns underwater and grabs at the seafloor with both of his hands, pushing himself to the very last point of consciousness. A stranger appears underwater behind Ronaldo.
No, Ronaldo, no. It's not there. Ronaldo, get out of the water.
The stranger takes Ronaldo to the surface of the water and to the sand of the shore. Ronaldo falls to the ground after seeing the stranger.
There's no reason to be afraid. You won't find it here, not in the water.
I won't? How do you know?
Ronaldo inches closer to the stranger.
Who? Are you my uncle?
You've spent too much time here. Leave the sea alone now.
Are you my cousin?
The stranger gestures no.
After the flood, my whole family... Have you seen them? Are they still?
I'm sending you a message. The instructions from your father are not buried here, so don't join him in the grave. Not yet.
Not yet? Not here? How do you know? Did you take it? I need it. Those instructions explain what I need to do now that my father's dead.
How are you sure this is where your father buried them?
This is where he brought me. Whenever I visited him in the Philippines, each time he said it would be right here, under his house, or what used to be.
How good is your memory?
I was 3, then 12. I was 20 the last time. I remember enough. He said it would be underneath this dirt. His front yard was right here. I remember that.
The stranger sinks into the water and disappears from Ronaldo's sight. The stranger remains underwater, searching for a few moments, then reappears.
There is no sealed briefcase. There are no handwritten instructions. There are no blank checks. There are no property deeds. There are no American dollars sealed in a manila envelope. There are no pesos rolled together tightly. There are no keys to houses or to locks on farm gates. This is the earth as it has been. Mostly things that God made and some man made, but nothing waiting, nothing with your name, nothing of value, nothing left for you here.
Then where is it?
I can only say with certainty, if you stay here, you will die. You will drown in the water. You must return home now, back to California.
Before this water came and covered all over this place, this was his garden. There were guard dogs, 9 of them, sleeping on that side. The Jeep parked on that side, along the driveway path, he said, underneath the elevated concrete, beneath the roots of the jackfruit tree, the guava plants, the plantains, calamansi. The instructions would be here. I'm the only one left carrying his name, and the only one left who can settle his property and claim what's left. I promised him over and over again to take care of these things for him. He made me promise so many times.
You don't need to.
Yes, I do.
He never buried it here.
He told me time and time.
He never buried it here.
Then show me where it is. Show me.
Trust me now. Leave this place.
It's somewhere else then.
Is it?
I don't need your help.
It's your choice.
Leave me then. Go.
The stranger retreats and disappears. The lights shift. Now evening with only moonlight. Ronaldo moves and enters the sole surviving structure of his father's property, a petite wooden shed. Scene 2, inside the shed. Ronaldo sits and rocks back and forth on a bamboo rocking chair, as his father would. His eyes are closed. Inside his mind, Ronaldo is in his father's formerly standing main house, in the master bedroom, fully furnished. While inside the humble wooden shed, a small cot sits to Ronaldo's side. There's also a barely surviving round table in the corner and an old cup near the center of the table. A woman appears outside the shed and watches Ronaldo through a small window space. Ronaldo opens his eyes and the woman disappears. He closes his eyes again.
Kumain na tayo! Oh, kumain na tayo!
Ronaldo continues rocking on the chair.
Okay, tita. I'm coming down to eat with you all.
Ronaldo stands from the rocking chair with his eyes still closed.
Lalamig ang pagkain! Okay, I'm coming, tita. I won't let it get cold.
Ronaldo opens his eyes. He goes through the motion of putting on house slippers and simulates exiting the master bedroom, walking through a hallway and taking a winding staircase down to the first floor. He continues his imaginary walk through the family room and into the kitchen.
Smells delicious, tita.
Ronaldo sets the furniture inside the shed as he would for an actual family dinner, but only with a bamboo rocking chair, small cot, round table, and an old cup available to him. Ronaldo seats himself and then shifts to sit in the various positions around the dinner table of each particular family member. And as he does, he takes on each of their characters.
Gusto mo ba ng calamansi juice?
He swings over to another part of the dinner table.
Oh, salamat, tita. I like calamansi juice.
He chooses another seat.
Gusto ko ng crispy pata? I'll make sure not to eat all of the crispy pork, cousin.
Ronaldo takes another seat.
Ooh, high cholesterol mo. Too high cholesterol.
Ronaldo slides one seat over.
Okay lang, anak. Kaunti lang. A little pork is okay. It won't kill you.
He sits at the head of the table.
Teka muna. Magdadasal si Ronaldo muna. Sige, Ronaldo. Magdasal ka na.
Ronaldo sits back in his own seat. He closes his eyes and places his hands out to his sides as if they were all holding their hands together as one family.
Okay, Dad. I'll start praying. Thank you, God, for blessing this food, for blessing Tita Tessie and Tita Celia for preparing this food, and for nourishing us and our bodies. And thanks for our cholesterol to not be so high. Thanks for us enjoying this dinner and time together. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
He sits back where his father would sit at the head of the table.
Oh, kumain na tayo. Yes, Dad. Let's dig in.
Ronaldo stands and walks around the table, making sure each family member has everything they need for dinner. He circles around the dinner table one more time, but slower, as if to say goodbye to this memory and to this place. The woman reappears outside the shed. It startles Ronaldo.
Hello? Tapo? Tapo?
Who is it? Sino po, Ian?
Si Luisa po? Si Luisa po?
Who? Sino po?
Si Luisa po.
Luisa.
Pinsan mo?
Pinsan ko? Cousin? Cousin Luisa?
Yes.
Do I have a cousin Luisa?
Yes, cousin. On your father's side. You don't know me yet because you weren't raised here.
Okay. Where are the other members of our family?
They are in many different locations, but I don't know where they are.
Why don't you know?
We were separated when the typhoon, when it flooded.
Really?
Yes, really.
Tell me first, what's the name of my father?
Tito Emiliano Cruz Manalo.
And what is the name of my mother in California?
Tita Darase Generosa Manalo.
Ronaldo opens the door.
Oh, sige. You can enter.
Thank you.
Luisa enters the shed. Ronaldo examines her face.
Why did you come here to the Philippines?
To find family, like you, and instructions.
Instruction?
Yes.
What instruction?
It doesn't matter. They're gone from here.
Gone from here? I know where they are.
Where? Where? Tell me where.
They're over there.
She points to the barren farmland next to them.
No. No, it's not there. I can't search all of that. There's too much land.
No, it's true. Your father. I saw him many mornings, digging there, opening the ground again and again, adding to the black bag inside the ground, buried.
Black bag? Black briefcase?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, black briefcase.
Ronaldo exits the shed to the farmland. She follows him.
Where?
She points to a circular spot on the ground that is missing patches of grass.
There.
I don't have any tools.
Tools?
To dig?
She walks around the shed and drags a large, rusted shovel with her to Ronaldo. Luisa hands it to him.
Here, tools.
He refuses as a shovel.
Yes, it is all here.
Ronaldo points to the seashore line where he began.
It should be at the location where my father's house was.
No, too much flooding over there. He knew this is higher ground on the farm. You saw the house is gone now over there, huh?
Yes, it's gone.
Yes, see? Go, take it. This is all yours now anyway. Your father left all of it for you to take care of.
He takes the rusted shovel from her.
Dig! Now! Go and dig!
Ronaldo breaks the ground with the shovel. Luisa subtly retreats and disappears while he digs.
Oh! I found!
He looks around for Luisa, but only sees darkness and moonlight.
Hello? Luisa? Luisa!
He searches the shed for her.
Luisa?
He returns to the hole in the ground that he started. Scene 3. Into the depths of the evening and very early morning, Ronaldo digs even more earnestly. He digs until a large pit is formed. Ronaldo is now at the bottom of the pit, still shoveling and searching with his hands at times for the black briefcase. It begins to pour heavy rain.
No! No!
Ronaldo digs faster, competing with the rainfall. Soon, the pit is flooded, and Ronaldo is struggling to breathe. He is now drowning. The stranger reappears and pulls Ronaldo out of the water pit and into the wooden shed.
What are you doing?
What?
Oh, I told you already, you will die in the water.
But she said it was here.
Who said?
My cousin.
Who?
Luisa. She's the only family I found. And she hid again. Like when the typhoon, when the flood first came. When they separated all of them.
Stop. Stop searching. And be at peace now.
I thought I saw it. I felt it. The black briefcase with my hands.
It's only mud and rocks. Don't let your eyes and heart be clouded by this dirt, by this rainfall, and by the past.
It's all I have left of him. I need to find it. It's all I have left of my father.
There's nothing in this ground that will help you guide your life. He is no longer here.
But she said she saw him many mornings preparing for me to come one day to get all that he buried.
Do you believe her?
My cousin, Luisa, saw him.
She is not your cousin.
What?
That woman is not your cousin.
She said... Then who is she?
She is not related to you.
But she knew things about me.
That woman is not a person.
What?
She is not human. And neither am I.
Then what are you?
I will show you what your father left for you. Close your eyes.
Why?
Please, close your eyes.
Why? What are you going to do?
You must close your eyes.
Ronaldo closes his eyes. The stranger closes his eyes also. They stand in silence.
Do you see it? Now, do you see it?
Where is this? What is this?
It is what has been preserved for you.
The stranger retreats and disappears into the night. Ronaldo opens his eyes.